Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
That's right. We will take a scene from a, I guess Roger says, a somewhat familiar movie. Is that how we're categorizing this
one,
Roger?
Yeah, I think so, sure.
Okay. 312-981-7200. When you know what movie that's from, give us a call and you'll have a chance to win a gift card from Apt Electronics. And we'll take it away right now, Roger.
All right. Elaine's Restaurant, Interior Night. Elaine's is a cozy place, like there are many around Greenwich Village. Carol and Larry are eating at Lane's with Cy, Marilyn, and Ted.
I'll tell you something. I think it's weird. I mean, listen to this. One night she's having coffee, and the next night they're carrying her out in a rubber bag.
Oh, I know. And she did not look like she was ready to go.
Maybe this guy killed her, you know? Like, he's got, like, a young Tootsie stash someplace or something.
No, not this. You gotta see this guy. This guy gets his jollies from licking the back of postage stamps. He's a boring old...
Well, I can see that, yeah. Depending on whose picture is on the stamp.
She never once mentioned that she had a heart condition.
Well, what is she gonna say? Oh, yeah, hello, I'm Mrs. House, and I have a bad heart.
Well, she had no problem telling me about her hysterectomy in the first 5 minutes.
It's much easier to talk about a hysterectomy than it is to talk about a heart condition.
You said she liked eating high cholesterol desserts. Is that what you said?
So she had one too many.
No. She wasn't on a diet. We discussed diets.
So she wasn't on a diet, but...
This would be a really great way to kill somebody.
How?
You clog their arteries with whipped cream, chocolate mousse, butter. They go like that.
Carol is laughing very heartily at Ted's joke.
Ah, that's great.
I like, it's disgusting.
You know what I mean.
It's disgusting, but, it's fatal.
Wouldn't that just be great?
I'd like to French pastry myself to death right now.
I'll help you.
I really would.
All right.
In fact, I'd like another piece of pie right after this. Do I dare? I like yours better than this.
Are you going to start a restaurant? Are you serious about that?
You really should. You're a great cook.
Because if you do, count me in. I want to be part of that, really.
Really?
You should.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, God. It would be just wonderful.
What are you encouraging her for? It's so...
She's great. She's a great cook.
I know, but...
Well, it's thanks to you, actually. I mean, it was his idea, the cooking lesson. So, I don't know.
Yes, I had.
Yeah, but a restaurant is a serious business. I mean, you just can't take that lightly. You can't be cavalier about a restaurant.
I'm not being cavalier about it.
Do you know how time-consuming it is? Yeah, you have to be there every night.
Absolutely.
You'd be stuck there, you know?
Wait, look.
They steal from, if you're not there, you gotta be...
But it's what I do. It's what I do, Larry.
She'll cook. She's great. She's a pro. She's a pro. She'll be cooking in the kitchen. I'll be at the front running the joint like Rick, you know, in Casablanca.
It's not that easy.
You do it anyway, right? You will get paid for it.
Right. Directs...
I'm set. I'm serious about it. I mean, it's not like a hobby. I mean, it's got to be a serious thing.
I'll be your first customer.
And scene.
Hold on. Yay, everybody did a great job. Hold on. Let me go to the phone lines and see who can figure out what's that from.
Wow.
No clue.
Anyone?
Come on.
Roger, captain of the obscure movies.
You guys, all right, who did the Jewish delicatessen voice?
Cy.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. All right.
The Jew did it, Roger. No. It's typecasting.
Who does that remind you of in the movies?
Al Capone? No, I'm kidding.
Roger, you're going to have to give hints to the audience because no one
You're going to have to give hints to the studio.
Call, Roger.
The guy who wrote this, directed it, and starred in it is a very iconic and eccentric movie writer, director, producer, and star.
Okay.
Can I guess who that is?
No, because...
No?
I I need the listeners.
Yeah, Blank looks here in the studio.
No text came in either.
Can I ask Roger if this movie's from 1969?
No.
I feel like we're playing charades now.
It's from later. Crazy? It's from much later.
Yes, yes, Michael?
Yeah. Then my guess is wrong.
So I need to grab the phone calls during this segment, and we actually had one caller who had it right and then hung up right away.
No.
Call back.
Was that anonymous or Lulu? Because I saw Lulu's...
It was anonymous, and he said the name of the movie and then said, thank you, bye-bye.
Anonymous,
what?
You know what it was?
No, dude.
Anonymous,
call
it was,
back.
It was
That's
a ghost.
That's not how you play the game.
You know, it was Roger.
It was
Roger, yeah.
That's a good one.
Notice I only had two lines in the whole thing.
312-981-7200.
Anonymous, call back, please.
From New York.
Yeah, we got that part.
You get 4 minutes, Rod.
The writer and director and producer and star has been nominated, or his movies have been nominated for Academy Awards.
Well, you're going to have to give us one of the movies, because at this point, no one's calling it.
Yeah,
a single person on this
floor. So let me tell you something good.
Oh, wait.
All right, how about this one? Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I know what it is.
All right.
I think I know which one it is, too.
Yeah, me too.
Is it one of the more sad ones? Like the darker? I mean, not that they're not...
Not really a sad one, no.
Not that any of them are super.
Radio Days. How about that? There's another one.
Scenes from a Mall. Yeah.
Hold on, someone's calling.
No.
Let's see if Robert's got it. Hold on.
Don't speak.
Don't speak. Robert? Okay, Robert, for this gift card to Aptelectronics, you're the only listener who's called on this one. This is the first time it's ever happened. Robert, what's that from?
Woody Allen, Manhattan.
Man, what's the full title? What's the full title? You're correct so far.
Oh, you're killing me.
You're so close.
They were talking about someone who had died. And one way you could die is by being...
In Manhattan.
Well, and it was really mysterious how they died.
Yeah, if you're trying to figure
Salmonella?
Out, it's a...
Oh, no. Hold on a second. Sorry, Robert. All you got was... I'm with you, Robert. That's probably... I wouldn't have even gotten that much, to be honest with you. Victoria, what's that from?
The Room?
Roger?
The Room? No, sorry.
Wow.
Thank you, Michael.
Roger, this is fine now that you stumped everybody. I'm not trying to stump.
I thought it was very well known.
Roger, don't speak. Don't speak.
Here, Paul, I think...
That was a hint, by the way.
I have a lot of faith in Paula. Paula, what's that from?
Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Yay! There you go.
I've never seen it.
No, me neither. Roger. Buddy.
And I've got three more movie scripts.
Oh, good. Cannot wait. Look at the time.
And you would know them all.
Look at the time.
I'm going on vacation next Tuesday.
Oh, that's
I'll be
right.
off.
Aww.
Yes, that's okay. When I come back, we will
don't end it like this.
Don't cross the street. It's going to be super obvious. Don't cross the street.
The next one's I'm going to get you, sucker.
Oh, man. Paula's got a gift card to Aptelectronics. My something good is that I'm gonna get a bidet for my bathroom. I don't care what my husband says. I said, I want a bidet. And he goes, how about if I just give you a spray bottle to put in there? And I think he meant the sink. Anyway.
TMI. TMI.
That was
He just gave me a great idea for a family Christmas gift, to the in-laws.
They just make a toilet seat that
just
has a bidet built in.
Okay.
Awkward transition.
So my something good is I'm really excited because Eli's coming. Eli is coming home tomorrow.
Isn't that a song?
It is a song.
Okay.
It's a great song by Three Dog Night. Anyway, he's coming home tomorrow from 3.5 weeks away.
Yay!
Cannot wait to see him. He's had the time of his life out at... out in Boston. And,
excellent.
And can't wait to have him back home.
Andrea, what's your something good?
Something good is I'm playing archery tomorrow.
You're playing archery?
Well, I'm learning archery tomorrow for weekend break.
Excellent.
In a couple of hours.
Let's get her out of here because she got to go to bed. Ken, tell me something good.